This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Gell along with Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now David Harrison, who writes for Commanders Game Day on Sports Illustrated, also host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. David, training camp around the corner. I know rookies reported on Friday for Washington and the vets reporting tomorrow over there. How you been doing, man?
We've been doing good. You know, just excited for the con and to get another season underway and hopefully a successful season.
No doubt, for sure. And a lot of controversy, intrigue maybe going on with the Washington football team right now. President Trump reignited the debate over the team's name recently, which changed 3 years ago after, you know, the mounting outcry and pressure from sponsors and critics. There was the football team they used for two seasons before the Commanders was unveiled as the permanent name in 2022. But now Trump wants the team to revert back to the name Redskins in order to help with or to at least get a deal done to build the stadium over there in Washington. Is there any way in like this is really even possible to revert back to the Redskins name, or is this all just a pipe dream?
I mean, I can tell you, like, the ownership group and, you know, the front office, the executives that are in, you know, places of power in the organization have said multiple times that, you know, the focus is on moving forward. And, you know, the lead owner, Josh Harris, the managing partner of the ownership group himself, grew up a fan of this franchise, going to RFK for games. So he gets it, you know what I mean? He understands it and sees where people are coming from. But the intent has always been to continue moving forward with the Commanders brand and make the Commanders brand something that fans can be really proud of. And what they've really done is taken a lot of strides and effort, put in a lot of effort to connect, you know, the pride in the past to what's happening right now and then obviously into the future with the Super Bowl era throwback, you know, alternate uniform, Art Monk getting his, you know, number retired this year, and even more things to come that, you know, we're being told by the team that are going to kind of surprise some fans and I think really kind of help make, you know, the lineage of what Washington football is connect better with the future. As far as, you know, the president and what he can and can't do, you know, I'm not a political reporter, unfortunately. So, like, whether or not he really has that scope of power, you know, fully or, you know, obviously he has influence, right? The president of the United States always has influence, no matter what they're saying when they're saying it. But, you know, for right now, everybody's kind of waiting to just kind of see what's going to happen. But it really just kind of feels like somebody executing their First Amendment right, which everybody, you know, has the right to do and certainly should. But this person just happens to be someone who has a lot of influence and grabs a lot of attention. Whether it turns into something more, I couldn't tell you. But as of right now, just kind of being around people in the organization, it doesn't really feel like it's something that, like, oh, no, you know, this has been said. Now we've got to shift gears. So that's just kind of the vibe right now. We'll see, you know, if it develops into anything.
You know, you have a, you know, the pulse of the fan base there. Are folks clamoring for this return to the Redskins name, or have they kind of moved on? And like you mentioned, this new era, this new feeling, have kind of adopted the Commanders moniker and are happy with it?
Yeah, there's a mixture. You know, I think certainly there's going to be, you know, there are people who are kind of just die hard, don't want to give it up, and refuse to call the team, you know, the Commanders and all that stuff. And even right now, you know, with the success they had last year, like you go to the stadium and they score a touchdown and you hear them, you know, sing the fight song. And some people are singing the old fight song and some people are singing the new fight song with the revamped words. So, you know, I think it's just one of those things that's going to kind of be what it is for a while. But I think the great thing is, you know, even if it's, well, they'll always be this to me, or, you know, I'll never call them that. They're supporting the players and the teams and kind of keeping, you know, the folks where it should be. Like, nobody's, you know, coming at Jaden Daniels and be like, well, he's not my quarterback because he's wearing a Commander's uniform there. If you're a fan of the burgundy and gold, you're a fan of the burgundy and gold all the way, even if you don't like everything that's going on with it.
Well, definitely no controversy about the guy you mentioned, Jaden Daniels. Stellar first season in the NFL. Definitely anxious to see what else he can do. LSU fans here definitely supporting Jaden Daniels. But just overall, your impressions of the young man and what he's bringing year two into this Commanders franchise.
Yeah, I mean, just from day one. I mean, from day one of rookie minicamp, just, you know, last year watching him just be cool, calm, collected,
yep.
You know, in control. I mean, making adjustments, like literally rookie minicamp, he's telling guys, hey, you're lined up too close, split out more, you know, or take a step in towards the line of scrimmage. Like just things that you never see a rookie doing, let alone a rookie quarterback. And then, you know, the extra work he puts in when nobody has cameras rolling because we're not allowed to shoot it and all these things. And just hearing the stories of, you know, him and Luke McCaffrey showing up before anybody is at the facility to get routes in and literally doing his own walkthroughs before the walkthrough, right? Like, we all hate the meeting to prepare for the meeting, but when you're a competitor and you're an athlete, like hearing Jaden Daniels doing those exact things is part of the reason he's so successful. And then coming into this year, like with all the stardom and the success, you know, the question always is, you know, okay, now is this big head season or, you know, what is it? And he's been the same person, you know, and what's great is sometimes you see guys, you know, they go on these press tours and they get these Nike sponsorships and everything, and maybe they don't show up to the voluntary workout portion. But as soon as Jaden was allowed to return with his teammates, that's exactly where he wanted to be. It's exactly where he's been. And, you know, we're all excited to see where this offense can go this year with guys like Deebo Samuel further unlocking what Cliff Kingsbury can design, Laremy Tunsil giving him better protection, and then just seeing where Jaden can go as a passer, as a runner, and just as a quarterback, man. I mean, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, they both won MVPs in their second NFL seasons. You know, everybody here is kind of hoping maybe Jaden can do the same.
You know, David, I wanted to ask you about some controversy that is in Washington right now, not related to the name, but Terry McLaurin, who's coming off a second-team All-Pro campaign this past season. You know, he had his a season high in touchdowns with 13 in 2024. He was just outstanding this past year. His contract situation with Washington has been very fascinating to follow because the wide receiver market just continues to boom. Every single wide receiver contract you see, I think the most recent one was like Garrett Wilson with the Jets. Out of, you know, all these wide receivers, right now, nine of them are making $30 million or more, which if you said that basically a half decade ago, people would have thought you were crazy. But Jamar Chase at over $40 million, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, and Tyreek Hill all making over $30 million average annual value on their contracts. You know, Terry McLaurin is 29 years old, but coming off probably his best pro season. I want to get your thoughts on if there's any kind of momentum towards a deal, a long-term extension for McLaurin, obviously Jaden Daniels' number one target out in Washington.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this deal is this is the first time we're seeing this front office led by Adam Peters really have to embark in these types of conversations, right? Like, they extended Sam Cosmi last year. They extended Jeremy Reeves, the safety, this year. But, you know, neither of those guys are like a franchise record receiver. And, you know, I mean, Terry is one good game away from being a top five receiver in franchise history. So this is a totally different animal. And you've got a very kind of complicated situation in that Terry, like you mentioned, the wide receiver market, you know, he wants to kind of inflate his earnings with the market inflating. And everybody understands that, I think. But also, you know, from an organizational standpoint, he's turning 30 before week two of this season, you know. So, you know, I'm sure his agent is saying this is his 29-year-old season because when September rolls around, he's going to be 29 and he's at a point. But the team is probably looking at it and say, yeah, you're only going to be 29 for week one. And so, you know, we're not really going to give you a week, you know, 29-year-old contract negotiating leverage when you're going to be 30 before the end of September. And then the other part of this situation is the extension is obviously going to start getting paid out next year, right? So you're talking about money that's going to start getting paid out to Terry when he's about to turn 31, not even 30. So that kind of complicates things even further. And the way that this team has kind of put itself in position to always have optionality. That's Adam Peters, one of his favorite words, is optionality. They never want to be locked into a situation they can't get out of. and that usually involves not super long-term deals, not a whole lot of super, you know, guaranteed money and all this stuff, unless you're a player that they can see playing for the franchise for the next, I don't know, decade or so. So Jaden Daniels, you know, second contract, if things continue going the way they are, obviously that's going to be a major contract. And you've got other players on this team that could be looking for similar type of deals, like Frankie Louvu, if he can continue his trajectory. For Terry, I mean, honestly, if the Commanders get a new stadium in 2030, it's not even it's possible that Terry McLaurin isn't even playing for this team or in the NFL by the time that stadium opens, right? So when you look at who are the long-term building blocks of this team, is Terry one of those guys that's going to be playing for the next decade? Likely not. Is he a player that's really great right now? Absolutely. So I think there's a complication there of, you know, is this a two-year deal? Is this a four-year deal? Terry clearly wants more than what the Commanders are at least willing to discuss him getting. We don't actually have any reports that they've even actually made him an offer. But, you know, Terry clearly from his own public opinions or comments doesn't feel like he's being completely valued. And that kind of tells me that he's wanting money based off what he did as a 28, 29-year-old last year. But the problem is he's wanting that money and he's going to start getting paid when he's going to be a 31-year-old next year, on top of the fact that this is just a team that's very, very frugal in how they're spending money right now. So I think all those things combined, you know, it just kind of goes into it. And, you know, the other part of it that doesn't work in Terry's favor is Josh Harris is a very experienced franchise owner. He owns, you know, teams in several leagues, so he kind of knows how to play this game. And, you know, if he's not really worried about what the media is saying, what the fans are saying as far as, you know, signing Terry and paying him, then the general manager has no reason to be worried about it either. And it helps them keep everything focused on business versus focusing on the emotion of it.
For reference, as you had kind of mentioned there with Terry being one of the better receivers in Washington franchise history, back 5 straight seasons of going over 1,000 yards, he's been Mr. Consistency. Yeah. And he's number 17 on this list via SpotTrac of the highest paid wide receivers in pro football, over $22.7 million average annual value. But you had brought up, mm-hmm. David, I wanted to ask you about a couple different players. But first and foremost, you know, Washington's been very busy this offseason. And maybe it's been a little bit under the radar busy, but they've added a ton of veterans, which you can kind of do when you have such a great quarterback on a rookie contract. Most recently was Von Miller, but you had brought up Laremy Tunsil, and I wanted to ask you about him because a 5-time Pro Bowl left tackle, those guys do not grow on trees. Going out and making that huge splash trade back in March, sending, you know, a 3rd-round pick, 7th-round pick in 2025, as well as a 2nd-round pick in 2026 and a 4th-round pick that year as well. But bringing in this, you know, Pro Bowl caliber left tackle to help that offensive line was really an under the radar, but an excellent move.
No, it absolutely was, you know, and Laremy is a guy that's automatically just kind of going to upgrade this offensive line. He's going to kind of do to the offensive line what Bobby Wagner did to the defense, you know, last year, to bring that legitimacy to it at the most, you know, important part, at the most important position, right? The conversation always comes up if quarterback's the most important position, which is the second most important, and the guy that protects his blind side is usually that answer, and that's going to be Laremy. But his ability to be trusted out there by himself, or, you know, just be kind of a cornerstone, a bookend of that offensive line, is going to help guys like Brandon Coleman, who are moving inside now with his anchor and his ability to kind of play with strength. The center, Tyler Biotish, if he knows he can kind of trust Laremy out there, you know, when you're setting protections, he doesn't have to worry about his left tackle. And it helps Cliff Kingsbury. Last year we saw tight ends, we saw receivers, running backs help out with that offensive line a lot. Chip blocks, staying in, you know, chip releases, things like that. And it happened at a rate that we didn't really usually see in the National Football League for, you know, reasons that they needed to. Even with that, they still allowed some of the most pressures in the National Football League. They're upper half in the league anyway, in pressures allowed. And so Laremy allows you to kind of release yourself from a lot of that stuff. And then at the same time, bringing in Josh Connerly Jr., the first-round pick on the opposite side, until he's ready, you have a veteran like Andrew Wiley, who's, you know, not a top-shelf right tackle, sure, but a serviceable one at worst. And having all those guys in place will hopefully allow you to put more weapons in the field. And, you know, that Cliff Kingsbury, quote-unquote, air raid system, trying to maximize the usage of the field, the more weapons you have to have in to help block, the less you can maximize use of the field. This year, should be able to do that a lot better. And with a talent like Jaden Daniels, should be able to take advantage of it a lot more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dave, how's our former guy Marshawn Lattimore doing over there? I know hamstring injury really hampered him, and when he did finally get to come back and play for the Commanders, just didn't look like the same guy. But how's he looking and feeling coming into the 2025 season?
Yeah, Marshawn's a really cool dude, and yeah. I mean, like him coming over. You know, I used to cover the Buccaneers, so I covered a very different side of Marshawn during those times. But getting to meet him and you know, just kind of talk to him. Actually funny, before the Buccaneers playoff game and the Commanders last year, my fellow beat reporters let me get the first question in to him so I could ask him about rekindling that rivalry with Mike Evans. But, you know, it's always kind of been a situation, and it's expectation management is such a big part of, you know, the media game and what fans think and how they feel. And, you know, I tried, you know, everybody listened to my show anyway, you know, they at least heard me say, whether they believed it or not, that, you know, you got Marshawn coming in, hamstring injury, like you said, mid-season, doesn't have a ramp-up with this defense, doesn't have a ramp-up with the language, the checks, all these other things, and again, you know, the injury. So temper some expectations. I came into it, you know, an early November trade. I came into it saying if he plays before the bye week, I'll be surprised. Sure enough, his first game is after their bye week in New Orleans against the Saints. And, you know, fortunately for the Commanders' defense, obviously the Saints, out of their respect for Marshawn, just completely stayed away from him, as I probably would if I were the Saints as well. But the Eagles, the Buccaneers, they were a little bit more bold, you know, and they kind of showed what it looks like when a cornerback is coming off of an injury. He aggravated that hamstring injury against the Eagles the first time he faced them. Huh. And also without the run-up and the education, you know, within the scheme that you need so much to play one of the hardest positions in the league. So this year, he's healthier. He said he feels really good, and he's got that run-up. He's got that time with his teammates. He's going to have all the training camp to get all those checks down and walk through it and play through it and go out there and put it on tape. So I think that you're going to see more of the old Marshawn. You know, I don't know if I would still come out here and say you should expect Pro Bowl caliber, All-Pro caliber, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, but I think you're certainly going to see a better version than we saw last year just because of everything else that he's not dealing with this season.
Yeah, definitely wishing him the best. There was a cool cat around here, and definitely the Saints secondary room will surely miss his talents. Dave, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate you stopping by. I'll be talking soon for sure.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Thank you.
David Harrison writes for the Commanders Game Day on Sports Illustrated, also host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. A lot of folks expecting this Washington squad to challenge Philly for that top spot in the East this year.
They've made a lot of interesting pickups this offseason, Steve, where they feel like they've upgraded a roster that made it to the NFC Championship game this past season. They're one of those teams to watch, man, because if, like David was talking about there, Jaden Daniels can make an MVP-level leap in his second season. I don't know. We'll see what they can really do to challenge Philly for that top spot in the NFC. I think they're up in that number as far as those top 3 to 5 teams. The NFC North is a little bit weird. Same thing with the NFC West. Like, you really want to trust the Rams. I know that a lot of folks are buying stock into the 49ers. I'm just not ready to really do that.
I'm with you on that for sure.
The North, like, you're maybe expecting the Lions to take a step back after they were so, so good last year. Same thing with the Vikings.
They're already getting hit with injuries, too, the Lions.
I think the Packers are going to be a really strong team. Once again, I need to see it with the Bears to believe it.
Right.
So if you're talking really about the best teams in the NFC, Washington's in that number, Steve. It's Philly. You would probably put L.A. with the Rams up there, and then Washington's right up there, too. Buccaneers, maybe Detroit and Green Bay follow there, too.
Yeah, when you got a kid like Jaden Daniels, and you heard first thing from David Harrison was just that calm, cool, collected attitude he has, and just being able to deliver on the field, you know this team can just ride that that wave when you have that superior signal caller leading the way.
The kid's special, man. He's one of those players that if you told me he makes an MVP leap in 2025, I 100% buy in. I would believe it right off the bat
luckily,
in July.
Luckily, we don't have to face him this year.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.